So Reb Tzadok explains, we're going to learn now Reb Tzadok to try to understand why are gematria is valid. What's the significance in the numerical value? Either is a halacha l'mishemisina legabi agarata or legabi halacha. What is the meaning behind it? Because as we'll see, the concept of the gematria is not just a number. There is much more. It needs havon and explaining. And we have to understand also why the Mekubalim used so much gematrias to explain their ideas. It is a midah shatoyin and rashes b'hem. But why all of Kabbalah is built, and for sure the sefer that we're going to learn, the Megala Mukis, is the vast majority is based on gematrias and Utrakon. Why? What's the significance? What's the idea behind it? To understand this, we're going to learn over the next, this shiur and the next shiur, the words of Reb Tzadok in Likutei Amorim Ot Zayin, where he explains about Shimshon. Says, just look at your handout, Likutei Amorim Ot Zayin. Ki yadua, deish arba tzirufim l'shem Havayeh. Shem Havayeh has four tzirufim. Shehashem hazeh hu kolel kol habriyah kluah. The Shem Havayeh is the name of Hashem, which is the Gilui, which includes in itself the entire creation. The Hu Hashem Ha'etzem, the Hashem Yisborach. This is the Shem Ha'etzem. This is the name of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Explain Reb Tzadok. Ich oirem ispasha b'chol ha'anfei habriyah. The Shem Shamayim Yud Kivovkei is the representation of how Hashem is able, how God is able to emanate and to expand throughout the creation. Ki hu gufa ila deshem yud kevovkei is the representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emanation. Kenoida de piru shem avaye. If you look at the word shem avaye, Chazal says, hav hove umeave et hakol. He's the one who is the existence and that creates everything. So don't think that this is just a description. The shem is not only describing, telling you HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mehave et hakol. The shem is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prescriptive. This is the Shem. This Shem is what it's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mehaveh. It's not only telling you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mehaveh, it's telling you how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mehaveh Zakol. V'Hashem hu kli lechayus kayadua. And this Shem is the kli, are the vessels, the channels of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu emanates his life into the world. Kmo shanu kodim ruven, the same way you call a person Reuven. When you call Reuven, you call his consciousness, his metzius, his essence. When we say Havayeh, it's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually is Mehave, the essence of the chius that HaKadosh Baruch Hu emanates to the Bria. And the four letters are how is telling you how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mehavet kol habriya. That's why there are four spiritual worlds, which is Atzilus, Bria, Yetzir, and Asiya, Nerge, Darbi, Tosem, which is connected, the four letters, the Yud, the Hey, the Vav, and the Hey. V'chen arba partzuf shebel chol olam. And we know that there are four faces in each world, which is connected, Yud, Ki, Vav, Ki. That's the first one. And that's why we know Scale by Jeffrey West, which was one of the great books that came out this year, which talks that if you look at the scale of all creation scales, you could take any small system or any small biological creature and scale it up and scale it down, we include all creation. And it's always in multiples or in factors of four. And he says, why in factors of four? According to Reb Tzadok, it's very clear because this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu emanates the world. This is the four letters of Shem Shamayim. Says Reb Tzadok, milu kolois. Now, with the way how we darshan is not only the letters, we see the spelling of the letters. Yud is Yud Vov Dalet. Hey could be spelled in several ways. Hey Aleph, Hey Yud, Hey Hey. Vav could be spelled Vav Yud Vav, Vav Vav, and Vav Alev Vav. So that's called the Miluim. Miluim is the spelling, is the filling of the letters. What does that mean? Explains the Tzaduk. Haynu mashi yesh bekoicha lispashet. Every letter has the ability to expand. The idea of expansion, the way how the letter expands, is the milui. The milui is basically the hidden inner power of the letter. And if you want to see how the letter expands into creation, those are the miluim. The first milui is yud. It expands as yud vav dalet. There is another level of expansion that you expand each letter. The yud is yud vav dalet. Yud is vav vav. Dalet is dalet lamed tov. Those are expansions of how the letters, the power which is closed. How does it open up? It opens up. It expands. The expansion of the name is with the miluim. That's the revelation. That's how the world expands, almost like the mitosis of the letters. And we have four ways of how to fill up the fillings of Shem Shamayim, which is 72, 63, 45, and 52. Sheish la baikadua hem ganki mispashte bechol lomus besud miluim. That's why they expand in their lomus through their miluim. Kmo guf oisias, the same way the letters create, they are the vessels and the channels. Those channels expand, and the form of expansion are the miluim. They continue expanding within that system. Yud, the point, which we're going to learn, that the point is the beginning of creation, the beginning of existence is a point. That's why you always have to search for the point of things. When people say, what's the point? Well, somebody's missing the point. Because the point is the beginning of creation. The yud is that point. But even in the Olam Hatzilus, which is the beginning of creation, that's the point of creation, the highest level of consciousness, that world has also four letters, which are the four Parzufim. In each Parzuf, you have Yud Kivovke. So in that Yud, you have a Yud Kivovke, which are the four Parzufim. In each Parzuf, you have the Yud Kivovke. And then you have the four miluim of the Shem, which is 72, 63, 45, and 52, within each parzuf. Rak bichlal. I'm going to explain one thing. It says, ki milui beis nun, the 52 milui. Milui beis nun is yud, yud vav dalet, hey, hey, vav vav, and hey, hey, Begimatra is 52. Ubenukva is the creation of the Mekablim, is the creation of the female. Rotzon loimo, oira Hashem izborach hispashen biklia Mekabel mitzachu Mekabel leashpia lacherim. The Shem Shamayim, with it expands, allowing the creation of a receiver who could shine it back, which is the moon, right? You create the sun, it shines to the moon and allows the moon to shine back, which is basically the male gives to the female, and the female is able to create another male. That expansion is called the expansion of 52. Shezeu midas hanukva v'malchus, because that is the big creation of the female. And the creation, it's called ben, the creation of a ben. That's why it's the Shem ben, 52. Roshan ben, the son, to create a son. And that's why it's called the Shem abina, is dovar mitoich dovar. And that's why Noshim is Bina Yesira Nitna Lohem, right? Is the beginning, Bina, which is the beginning of Malchus. And that's the Shem that creates Malchus. Ispasut Hashem Baruch Hu Alidei Hashem Havai Bimlum Be'ad. That expansion of the Mekablim is the Havaye with the Milui Ben, with the expansion of 52. Rotzal Loim Hashem Hoivu Mehav Alidei Ispasut Zanela Bimilui Zeh Shur Nikra Kfela. That Milui of 52 is called the Doubles. Why? Because every Shem is doubled. Yud becomes Yud Vav Dalet, which is 20. Yud and Yud is the same. Hey and Hey. Vav and Vav. Hey and Hey. The name doubles. Why? Because it creates a double. It creates the ability of the female to continue being Mashpia. See, the Yud, if you look at the Nelam, at the feeling, at that expansion, is the same as the letter itself. Hey, hey. Vov, vov. Hey, hey. Hemamash takvulim is just a repetition. Ve'ayud. Yud is yud vov dalet. Nishtanes amilu levov dalet. The yud. The milu is not yud yud. It's vov dalet, which is also begimatria. Hu gamken mispar yud. It's also yud. But it's vov and the dalet because the yud is the point. When it doubles, it doesn't become a point. It becomes a vov and a dalet. Vov and the dalet is the giver and the receiver. That's why Chazal always called the double parts between Zohar and the Keva, it's called the du parzufim. The Vov is the letter that connects, and the Dalet is the Mekabel. So that's also a repetition. But the Yud is the point that turns the Vov as the giver and the Dalet as the receiver. The Chidush, the Shem Ben, it gives you the ability that the light can go ahead and have a mitosis and create the same light again. That's the Nekeva. The idea is that you shine the light and the Mekabel able to receive the light and to continue it forward. Like the light of the sun going to the moon and the moon reflecting it over. That's a Shem Beis Nun, which is the creation of Ben. And that's why 52 is the Gimat of the Shem Shamayim repeated. That's the first one. That's the concept of Milui. Milui is the idea of the expansion of Shem Shamayim, which is already in potential included in the Shem Shamayim. And he continues. Letters, usually, are created. They are signifiers. They are signs. They are created by people to represent sounds. So letters are created to represent sounds, to allow people to create words, to combine the sounds. That's why for every sound you need a name. But in Loshna Kodesh it's all different. In Hebrew, the sound of the letters and the form of the letters, they were created by God to be able to express His thoughts. Both the form of the letters and the sounds were expressions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create a creation that was separate from Him, to be able to express Himself, to reveal Himself. Those are the letters which are expressions of Himself. And those are the letters. The letters that are basically the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow Him to become known. What creation of the world? That He created separate beings. So the first thing for them is to understand who's God. So what was the beginning of the Bria? Is the letters. Shall piem wa kabola sheze etzim inyel tzotza otza tziurum mushmoisam. Our kabola is that the letters, the form, their names, shall edim yuchal arav leashpia chochmos. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself. The letters are the expression of Himself. Bedibur ubichsav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it in the sound and the form of the letters. The sound and the form is so it's zeir venukva. It's the sound. The form is the expression, and the nukva is the sound. Torah shebichsav on Torah shebalpeh. The same Torah shebichsav. You have the form, the written letter, and you have the spoken letter. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the same thing. Kach Hashem Yisborach gilu yoyeru hu al yedei tzura sa'oyses. The first gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the sounds of the letters, but the primary or the form of the letters. Be'ech sha'piyem hu gilu yarotzen shebilefora. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed Himself is through the form of the letters, which is Torah Shebichsav, and then those letters had a sound. But the sound, unlike all the languages, that the sound is primary, and the signifiers are secondaries. In Loshna Kodesh, the signifier, which is the sign of the language, is primary. And not only that, the signifier and the signified is Hainuach. In other words, the signifier is the one that crazy signified. When you look at Kise, a Kise is the Chof, Samech, and Aleph creating it. It's not that you have a signifier, a sign, trying to give you some kind of application to something else. No, it's not semiotics that you have a sign that is only related to something else. The sign is the power of something else. In other words, not only that they are not sounds that became signs, semiotics, is signs that became sounds, that became realities. ואומנם גם במחשובה שבלב ומוח, דמחשובה שייך לאומר אויסיוס, is also a concept of letters, even in thought. מייחה שגיע למדרגס גילוי במוח וליבוי, once you can verbalize, והוא ניגלה לשכל עוד דמאס, והוא ניגלה בדרך אויסיוס, you always have to verbalize it in letters. Letters are not, when you see something, you're representing, those representations come originally from letters that you're verbalizing to yourself. וטבעוס בהכשר, כל דבר כך וכך, הוא בעל גבול, ובכך וכך טבעוס, וכך חוצאויסס. Once you go ahead and you express a thought is verbalized the words which are made out of letters. רק שבקור השכל ומחשוב, הטרם שגיע לגיל ליהוד המצווי, but before it becomes a real thought, שהוא עדיין בלתי בעל גבול, when it's just a eureka, it's just a feeling. שם אין שייכוי, so that we don't have letters. That's just a feeling, just a desire. וזהו מקור אינסוף, the מקור, the רוצן, of הקודש בוח, we don't know, because it's not verbalized. שאינן יכול לדבר ולסבוד, רק מצד מה שגיל למדרגה סגילוי, לסוג, so we can only understand הקודש בוח when he verbalized himself. The verbalization is the beginning of verbalization. Are the letters of the machshava which don't have any sound. Beyesh mi'an l'sham hu nigla l'bal gvul. The revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is how he verbalized himself, expressed, not with sound, because he was expressing to himself. Im ken bechrech hu agilu b'tzoreis Hashem kelim malbushim gilu yov. That those letters is how he verbalizes, how he expressed himself. Rotzolim shalom mevinim derech moshal asoga kach v'kach. That's how we understand what he wants. בהכרח יש בו ציר, he says, now once we understand, it's because he verbalized. If there is verbalization, that thought is built on letters. ועוס היוד דרך מושל, למושל דיוד. מוירה הרי שסעסוג, what's the יוד? The יוד is the beginning of creation, is the point. כמו שהיא בעלם גודל בוץ נקודה, it's a point. ועבוב, what's עבוב? כשהיא מספשת, is the יוד elongated. Bidmus kav, like a line. It's a process. It's the yud expanding, creating a process. The Tzaddik will say, the vav is the concept of sequentiality, is the concept of hierarchy, is the concept of time. Umenivdim kolo, he says, and you'll see that from the yud and the vav, every letter was created. From a point, which is the beginning, is the point, is the idea, and then a process to bring the idea, which is the vav. ונמצא עיקר האויסיוס, besides גל של מחשבה, עיקר of the Oasis is not expressions of sound, but expressions of thought. ולא שעיקר שמצד הדיבור שבו, don't ever think that letters are ways of expressing sounds, חס ושלום, they are גילויים, they are expressions and verbalizations of thought. And the sounds come to express those thoughtful expressions. שבו הוא חלוק אז עבור כתובה שבו הרק, וזה הכסף וציורים הסכימים לבד. Every other lotion is something very simple. There are sounds, and then you create symbols, semiotics, to represent the sounds. And they are just made up. עוד מדרוש מהקודש, הכסף גם כן קודש, עוד למעלה מקדוש הזאת, אם תוארה, we know that the form of the letters, the signs of the letters, the semiotics, is higher than the sounds. Those are the expressions of God to himself. And those are just forms, just signs, just semiotics. Because some thoughts are just points. They're just points, and some of them are lines. כמו קו ומחשובה, you see that some thoughts are more developed. They have a process. They are expressed in form of lines. Thoughts which are just points, just ideas, expressed in points, which is the yud. זו חיבור נקויות וקווים, and this is how Hebrew letters are built. They're built in points, yuds, and vavim. They're built in lines and points. Points is the yud. Lines is the process. ומחשובה זה חיבור על דרך זה. Every מחשובה is just points and lines put together. which is the binary system, the zeros and the ones. If you know the zeros and the ones, the zero is the point, the one is the line. And therefore, from those lines and points, you could create 22 forms. And every letter is a combination of points and lines into an idea. Kenyan ois. That's why ois is a symbol, is a sign, a semiotic representing a machshava. Umeize tziurim miskaberes machshava shlem. And then you put some of those tziurim, some of the letters together, you create a word. Ve'tevo mikama tevo sinyan. And that's what we'll see, Mr. Hashem, next week to continue.